Joe Polak, Trump was telling the squad to show gratitude to the country. By Pam Key on July 16, 2019. Tuesday on MSNBC's Live, Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak addressed President Donald Trump's tweets about the so-called The Squad, made up of reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Presley, DMA, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Ilhan Omar, DMN. Polak said, "I think that among conservatives there's some discomfort with the words he used. But I think there's broad agreement with the sentiment that we're tired of hearing people who represent this country speak disparagingly of it. You can criticize and so forth, but to run the country down," and specifically Representative Ilhan Omar in the press conference yesterday, she said that every single black and brown person in the country has experienced prejudice and every single Muslim has been a victim of Islamophobia. That is really is an accusation against America. I think they missed an opportunity in their response to rise to higher ground. Nancy Pelosi, her response, "Make America white again," you know, disparaging the president. Using an explicitly racist term, "I think what we're missing here is the opportunity to find what we hold in common. I think what Trump supporters feel, regardless of whether they would have chosen no words or not, and many would not have, is that he was speaking to something people very strongly, which is people who come to this country and have been protected by this country should show some gratitude to the country." He continued, "Certainly they have the right to say whatever they want. I think President Trump was saying that as well. He would give them that right." With regards to Omar specifically, she's from Somalia and Americans die trying to make Somalia a safer place. And yet she disparages the U.S. military. She and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say we're running concentration camps on the border, which is not just a form of Holocaust denial, which I find offensive as a Jewish person. But it is basically saying we Americans are like fascist Nazi Germany. If you believe that, why would you want to represent this country? He added, "I think what we ought to expect our public representatives to do, people elected to serve in Congress, is to offer constructive criticism. It can be strident criticism. It can be really hard-hitting criticism, but don't insult the country and the people who are doing their best to try to help it." I think that's what he was trying to say. Again, the words are not necessarily ones that every Republican would have chosen. And you can obviously find things he said that were incorrect. Only one of the four was from another country. I think the president misspoke there. Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.